Shari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janavallabha Girivaradhari. Gopi Janavallabha Girivaradhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Jamuna Tiravana Chari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivaradhari. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivaradhari. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaman Iti Namane Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Vashjatya Deshatarane Trinadapi Sunichena Tadariva Sahishnuna Hamanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Haryanama, Haryanama, Haryanama eva kevalam. Kalo nastyeva, 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 gatir anyata. So, in 1966, Srila Prabhupada was approached by a record producer. His name was Alan Coleman. And he wanted to make a record of Srila Prabhupada and the devotees chanting. So in December, in his Adelphi studio, the Hare Krishna chanters recorded their first record, and to this date, that is the most famous chanting recording of the devotees. You've heard it a million times. The one that goes, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, come on, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Everybody.
Hare Krishna,
so when Prabhupada and the early devotees recorded that record, Prabhupada also recorded an address which explains the meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra. And the end, the last portion of that address, I'd like to read to you, and I think it will become self-evident why I picked it. So let us first of all offer our respects to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki! So this is the last portion of that address. The word hara, everyone say, is a form of addressing the energy of the Lord. Both Krishna and Rama. So let's say, Krishna, Rama. Again,
Krishna,
are forms of addressing directly the Lord, and they mean the highest pleasure eternal. Hara, one more time, is the supreme pleasure potency of the Lord. This potency, when addressed as Hare, helps us in reaching the Supreme Lord. The material energy, called as Maya, is also one of the multi-potencies of the Lord, as much as we are also marginal potency of the Lord. The living entities are described as superior energy than matter. When the superior energy is in contact with inferior energy, it becomes an incompatible situation. But when the supreme marginal potency is in contact with the spiritual potency, Hara, it becomes the happy, normal condition of the living entity. The three words, namely Hara, Krishna, and Rama, are transcendental seeds of the Maha Mantra. And the chanting is a spiritual call for the Lord and His internal energy, Hara, for giving protection to the conditioned soul. The chanting is exactly like the genuine cry by the child for the mother. Mother, Hara, helps in achieving the grace of the Supreme Father, Hari, or Krishna, and the Lord reveals Himself to such a sincere devotee. So, I think you got it by now. Mother, Hara. Today is Mother's Day. So, we could talk about, for instance, there's this one mantra Prabhupada mentions in his purports. Atma Mata, Guru Patni, Brahmani, Raja Patnika, Dhenur Dhatri Tata Prithvi, Saptaita Matara Smrita. In the Vedas, we recognize seven mothers. Atma Mata, your own mother from whom you took birth. That's the first. Then Guru Patni. If the spiritual master is a grihastha, householder, his wife is considered one of the mothers. That's number two. Then, Brahmani. If someone is a Brahman and he has a wife, if he's a grihastha Brahman, then his wife is also considered mother. Then, Raja Patnika, the queen or the wife of a king. She is also considered mother. Then, Dhenur. That is mother cow, sacred cow. Then Dhatri, a nurse. And then Prithvi, mother earth. So these are the seven mothers that we find in Vedic culture. But here, Prabhupada points out Mother Hara, the internal spiritual pleasure potency, which helps us in achieving the grace of the Supreme Father, Hari or Krishna, because we are all part and parcel of Krishna. We are all God's children. We have the qualities of the Father in a very minute degree. But nevertheless, we don't come from any source other than God. So we're all children of God, and Mother Hara helps us. So that's why we say Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Or sometimes we say Sita
Ram.
Or Lakshmi Narayan. First we address the feminine spiritual pleasure potency, and then we address the Lord. And Prabhupada just pointed it out. Mother Hara helps in achieving the grace of the Supreme Father, Krishna. So on Mother's Day, we should, yes, remember the seven mothers, but also, very significant, to remember Mother Hara, the supreme pleasure potency, feminine aspect of the Absolute Truth, who helps us in approaching the Supreme Lord. That is our goal. Our goal is to approach the Supreme Lord. And here, the science is being given. Go through the Mother Hara, who will help us. Therefore, with all sincerity, with all enthusiasm, with deep concentration, and with one-pointed attention, we try to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra together. Hare No other means, therefore, of spiritual realization is as effective in this age as chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada mentioned in this little short excerpt how we, the living entities, we are spiritual but marginal. The significance of that is that although we're spiritual, at the same time, we're very, very tiny. And therefore, since we're so tiny, our problem is that we can easily be influenced by the material inferior energy. And when we're influenced by that inferior material energy, we say that is the influence of Maya. Or, if we stay in touch with Mother Hara, everyone say, then we become influenced by the superior spiritual energy. So we're in between. It's just like if you walk on the beach, and if you walk close to where the waves are, sometimes the waves will come and wet your feet, and other times it won't. It all depends on how close that marginal position on the beach. That is our position. Sometimes we're influenced by Mother Hara, or sometimes we're influenced by Mother Durga. That is our position. One time, one of Prabhupada's devotees, he made a mistake. So he went to Prabhupada and said, "Yes, Prabhupada, I fell into Maya." Prabhupada said, "No, you're always in Maya. Sometimes you fall into Krishna." So our position, see, we have to make a decision. We have to make a conscious choice. That conscious choice is being made at every moment of our waking lives. That choice is, am I going to be influenced by Mother Hara, or am I going to be influenced by Mother Durga? Krishna does not interfere with that choice that we make. As we see in the Bhagavad Gita, we don't see Krishna forcing Arjuna. He tells Arjuna, "I've told you everything, now do as you like. I've explained, if you follow my instructions, you will get a certain result. And if you do your own thing, you're going to get a different result. But I leave the choice to you. Deal or no deal." That is our position. So the question is that we have to ask ourselves at every moment, am I now going to surrender to Mother Hara, or am I going to surrender to Mother Durga? No other choice. There's no alternative. That's the choice. Therefore, the serious and sincere devotee is always praying to Krishna please engage me in your service. And it begins, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Come on, I can't hear you. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it said that as soon as you and I do not voluntarily surrender to Krishna at that moment, immediately Maya comes and takes us. That's her job. She is also a devotee of Krishna and does her service perfectly. So she's looking and waiting. Oh, you don't want to surrender to Krishna? Come with me. Come on. Like that. So it's our job to always, there's a nice verse describing Maharaj Parikshit, that it said, Maharaj Parikshit was always consciously surrendered to Krishna. That's significant. That proves my point. That it's a conscious decision at every second to surrender to Krishna. It's not that, oh, I'm initiated. That means I'm surrendered. No. That doesn't mean that. Or sometimes we think, oh, now I have gotten my Brahminical initiation, now my business is finished. Oh yes, I surrendered back in 1973, now I'm saved. That doesn't work like that. No. We have to consciously, at every moment, surrender to Krishna. Otherwise, why does Lord Chaitanya instruct us? Like you see, I'm wearing this scarf on my neck. And what does this scarf say? Trinadapi sunichena toror iva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Krishnadas Kaviraj and Lord Chaitanya say that the sincere devotee always wears this around his neck for constant remembrance. So it's not a question of, oh, I surrendered. No. Surrender means moment to moment, day in, day out, month in, year out, life in, life out. Otherwise, why does Lord Chaitanya say, Mama Janmani Janmanishwade? He's not expecting to be delivered or liberated. He says, that's all right. Even if I have to take birth after birth, but Bhavatad Bhaktir Ohetuki Chwayi. Let me be engaged in this devotional service. Devotional service and surrender to Krishna are synonyms. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita at the end, Sarvadhanman Purityajya Mamekam Sharanam Vraja Ahang Twang Sarvapapebhyo Mokshayashyami Suchaha. Surrender. So the question is, what does that mean to surrender? So, that surrender means to be constantly engaged in the nine different processes of bhakti, devotional service, which is pointed out in a very nice song by Govinda Das in the Bengali vernacular. And since it's one of my favorite songs, please indulge me. Shravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana Pada Sivana Dasya Re Bolo Shravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana Pada Sivana Dasya Re Pujana Sakhi Janatma Nivedana Pujana Saki Janatma Nivedana Govinda Dasha Bilashare So in this song, where this is the final verse, the song began, Bhaja Hure Mana, my dear mind, please cooperate with me. Because the mind is the central thing. Remember, in the beginning, we are marginal. We're either surrendered to Mother Hara or surrendered to Mother Durga. The main culprit is the mind. That's why Krishna says in chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita, your mind, can be your best friend or your worst enemy. The same mind. If your mind is controlled, if the mind is consciously engaged in these nine processes, then it's my best friend. But if I let the mind do whatever you want, go ahead, then my mind becomes my worst, very worst enemy. So the song began with Govinda Das preaching to his mind. Hey, help me out here. Let's cooperate. Let's make a deal. Help me to be fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna. And we heard it today. Prabhupada said, Mother Hara helps us to achieve the grace of the Supreme Father Hari or Krishna. So here's the nine processes. And if I'm engaged in one, two, three, or all nine, then I'm surrendered to Krishna. Surrender to Krishna means to be consciously, actively engaged. And Lord Chaitanya kindly points out that of all the nine processes, two are of most importance. And in fact, if you don't do these two, forget about the other seven. It's not going to happen. In this age of Kali, I chanted the verse, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nastiva, 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 Gatiranyata. Three times, right? Hare Nama. Three. Why? Because we're very thick-headed. We're very stubborn. So when something is said three times, that means which part of no didn't you understand? So three times it says Hare Nama, the holy name. And three times it said, no other way, no other way, no other way. So not by fruitive work, not by mystic yoga, not by mental speculation, because these are the three other processes people engage in to try to become liberated. But this verse from the Purana says, no, no, no. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam. This is it. So Lord Chaitanya points out, hearing and chanting are the most important of all the nine processes. If you do this hearing and chanting, then we can talk about the other seven. But these two have to be done. Beginning, middle, and end of your day. Hearing and chanting. We begin the day, hopefully, we all begin the day by approaching Mother Hara. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama.
Prabhupada recommends that if you're a householder, then it is recommended do some chanting in the morning, do some chanting midday, do some chanting at night. If you can do all your chanting in the morning, that is very good. But for householders, that's probably very difficult. So therefore, Prabhupada recommends, okay, you're a well-to-do householder, okay, do a little bit in the morning, a little bit in the middle day, a little bit at night. But do this hearing and chanting. Besides chanting the Maha Mantra, everyone should be reading Srila Prabhupada's books. Because why should we read the books? We should read the books so that we learn the science of how to surrender to Krishna. It's not something whimsical. It's not sentimentality. There's a definite process. It's science. So Srila Prabhupada's books are explaining the science how to surrender to Krishna. Surrender to Krishna is not vague. It's an exact process, as I'm explaining. There's nine different processes by which you demonstrate your surrender to Krishna. So by studying Bhagavad Gita, how many people read Bhagavad Gita every day? So every hand should be up. Everyone should read Bhagavad Gita every day. And because Bhagavad Gita is the ABCs, the beginning of surrender to Krishna. Then there's Srimad Bhagavatam. How many people read Srimad Bhagavatam every day? Very good. more hands should be raised. I see we got a problem here. Okay? How many people read the Nectar of Devotion every day? Oh, wow. We got a lot more work to do. And how many people read Chaitanya Charitamrita every day? All right, so looks like everyone's reading the Gita at least. Oh, good. So every day, these are the four main books Prabhupada emphasizes. Gita, Bhagavatam, Nectar of Devotion, Chaitanya Charitamrita. These are the four main books. And these books are meant to be read every day. Just like, how many times do you eat every day? At least once, twice, three, four, five, right? And when a fast day comes, what do you think? Oh my God, fast. Right? Janmashtami comes, you're looking at the watch. What? It's only 11 o'clock. Feels like I've been fasting for 12 years or more. Tears are flowing from my eyes like torrents of rain. So we don't like to fast. So similarly, we should not fast from starving the soul. The soul needs grains. What are the soul's grains? Prabhupada's books, Gita, Bhagavatam, Nectar of Devotion, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Today's Ekadasi, right? We're not allowed to eat grains. So some, I've heard devotees say, oh, I feel weak today because I didn't eat any grains. I've heard this. There's some validity to it, right? And even the Bhagavad Gita explains, living entities subsist on food grains. So your soul needs the grains in the form of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. Don't starve your soul. Feed it sumptuously every day with nice, have a nice feast, like we're going to have a Kadashi feast. That's another greatness of Prabhupada. Prabhupada explained, oh, Kadashi means fasting. But the devotee said, fasting, Prabhupada. So Prabhupada said, okay, have an Ekadasi feast. Just don't eat any grains and beans. So ISKCON's famous for Ekadasi feast, especially on Sunday. So there should be a feast. What should your feast plate consist of? Nice portion of Bhagavad Gita. A nice portion of Srimad Bhagavatam on your plate. A nice portion of Nectar Devotion. And for dessert, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. You should have a sumptuous feast every day. I do that. I'm reading Prabhupada's books every day. And I'm feeling strong and stout. So you also. What's good for the goose is good for the gander, we say in America. So yes, don't starve yourself. And Mother Hara, when she sees that you are feasting every day on these nice shastras, then she'll be very, very pleased and help us to approach Lord Hari. And that reminds me, there's one more mother. Yes. Prabhupada points out that the child only knows who is the father by the indication of the mother. The child has no way of discerning. It's not that the child's going to do a DNA test. The child only knows, my mother says, this is my father. The child has to accept. So, the father is Sri Krishna. So, the mother is the Vedas. Prabhupada explains like this. The Vedic literatures are your mother because they point out who your father is. So, Mother Vedas. So we should also take shelter of the Mother Vedas. And Prabhupada has nicely pointed out these four books. This is sufficient as your study of the Vedas. There are so many Vedas. There's the four Vedas. There's 108 Upanishads. There are 18 Puranas, Mahabharata, right? And then there's the fifth Veda, Ramayana. So there's the Vedanta Sutra. So there's lots of Vedic literatures, but Prabhupada says, best thing, restrict your reading to these four Vedas. Gita, Bhagavatam, Nectar of Devotion, Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is sufficient, he says, for understanding the philosophy and for preaching. And I can say in all honesty, I have complete faith in that statement. And I read these books year in, year out. I keep reading them and reading them and reading them. They don't get old. They don't get boring. In fact, they become newer and newer. So I'm asking you, please, chant the holy name 3 times a day, morning, noon, evening, and have a nice feast of Srila Prabhupada's books. The result will be that you will become very, very satisfied in Krishna consciousness. And what will be the sign of your satisfaction? That you'll want to give it to others. That is the sign. The sign of someone who is actually tasting Krishna consciousness is that person can't help it. He wants to give it to others. He doesn't want to hoard it. He's getting or she's getting so much nectar and taste and satisfaction from hearing and chanting about Krishna that naturally, spontaneously, the devotee wants to give it to others. And that is also Lord Chaitanya's instructions. Everyone should become a guru. How? Just repeat what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita and tell them what is spoken about Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam. That's it. Everyone can become guru. A man, a woman, a child, young, old, anyone. It's Lord Chaitanya's instruction. Everyone should become guru. How? Just repeat this Krishna Katha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bolo! Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Anyone like to ask a question? Do we have any questions? Or do you want to all go take the Ekadashi feast? No questions? That must have meant I gave such a brilliant lecture. All your questions are answered. That's all right. Class is dismissed. Everyone, please honor Krishna Prasadam. But don't forget, Mother Hara. Haribo. Hare Krishna. Haribol. Thank you very much. What? It's the material energy, but you have to become more intelligent and work around it. No. What's that going to do? Yes. You have to learn how to become expert. What will your excuse be at the time of death? Right? You have to learn how to overcome. So you have to use your intelligence so that this problem